This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd.
ComEd nice. Lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay. Visit ComEd.com/pay to choose what works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
All right, the mix. Hey, I was wondering this morning, Ann sent a note. She's going to have a big party this weekend. Big party, like 700 people.
Oh, yeah.
Governor's invited. No, she's not. But she's wondering, saw her best friend, and her best friend confirmed that she had her daughter out of school last week, and, well, out of school permanently now, because she was sneezing, and, quote, there was so much snot flying out of her nose. Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Amidst all this news, Ann says, I have three little ones and elderlies attending. She invited all the elderlies. To come in. Should she say something to her friend? And if so, what do you say? 312-233-1019. Hi, Nia.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What do you think?
I think she should absolutely say something to her friend.
With no question.
No question about it. She should say to her, you know, as a parent yourself, mm-hmm. I'm quite sure that you can understand mm-hmm. that we need to keep our children safe.
Sure.
And per the CDC guidelines,
right.
we also need to look out for the elderly. And since
right.
I have elderly attending this party,
gotcha.
I really just don't want to take any chances. And
that's
she
the,
should understand that.
That
sure.
is, a, she should, yeah. But human nature is always very, very weird. She should, but you know how people can be sometimes. That's mm-hmm. why, Ezra, you suggest what? Hi, Ezra.
I think she should just send out a text to everybody, at least his friends being up front. We don't know if other people are sick or not feeling well.
Right.
So just send out a text to everybody saying, hey, everyone, we know we're all overwhelmed with the coronavirus, but amidst all this, let's just plan on staying healthy, and if we need to take precautions, let's do so.
Send out
and
the group text. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that way, hopefully, that she can read between the lines that it's meant specifically for her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, hopefully.
Although I would be pretty specific in my terminology. Hey, if for some reason any of you have had snot flying out of your nose in the past few days, you probably shouldn't attend.
Just as a for instance.
Right,
you know.
Let me give you an example of what I might be thinking. Or you just go down this road, Becca.
Hi. They should not even be having the party at all.
No party whatsoever.
Definitely.
Not at all. And if they have to have the party,
mm-hmm.
tell everybody, if you're sick, stay home, just like the other person said.
Right.
And, you know, tell them the governor said so.
Right.
The governor said
right.
so, yeah.
Governor canceled our party. Sorry, can't make it. Take it up with Governor Pritzker.
Right.
That, or if you have it, you got to practice social distancing, which means if you have a six-room house,
mm-hmm.
you can only invite six people.
Right.
To the party. Everybody
that's
gets
true.
Their own room.
Might be a very comfortable
right.
party.
And then you just communicate by yelling.
Yeah.
Texting your friend
right. back
the other
and forth
room.
Between the rooms.
Yeah.
Hey, you having a good time out there in the family room? Doing great here in the bathroom. One of those comments.
It's a 2020 party.
The smart way to do it, I would think. Smart and safe. What are they called? Squishables?
I think, if I'm pronouncing it right, Squishmallows?
Squishmallows.
Something like that, yeah.
Squishmallows. They say if you need cheering up, somebody came up with online, if you need cheering up, just go online to stuffed animal reviews. Just read those. You got to feel good about yourself, right?
Yeah.
Top three things that will lift your mood. Wouldn't have thought of this one, Joanna.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Trust me, you will not be disappointed.
Okay.
Five pound bag of sugar-free gummy bears on Amazon. The reviews are hilarious.
Read the reviews on the 5 pound sugar-free gummy bear reviews.
Oh, cool.
Not to be redundant. Read the reviews?
Yeah, both of them are made up. They're just hilarious.
Ah, nonstop comedy.
Funny.
Reviews
fun.
Apparently online. That's the way to go. You want to get cheered up? What do you do, John?
Talk to my grandmother.
Call your grandma.
Yeah. Aww. That's nice.
I've read the reviews online on Amazon about your grandma, and it kills.
She's awesome.
She's killing it. She's awesome.
Fantastic.
At number three, lifting your mood, Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, you go on YouTube, and you look for videos of babies laughing.
Babies laughing videos on YouTube.
Yeah, those are cute, too.
And while you're watching those, you do this at number two, Bill.
A perfect margarita with salt on the rim.
Have a perfect margarita while you're on YouTube watching babies laugh.
Yeah.
And finally, in at number one, if you're looking to lift your mood, if you need cheering up, you do what, Tim?
Alexa, play fart sounds.
There we go.
Now
we are on to something. Alexa playing fart sounds. I didn't even know Alexa could do that. She does it, Tim?
Yeah, you know, my four-year-old, she loves when I pull her finger, so wasn't home one day, and she simply asked Alexa, play fart sounds.
You know, your four-year-old and I would get along great. We'd just sit at the table, pull each other's fingers, stare at each other. It'd be great. Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, reveals he was celibate for 6 months before dating Katy Perry. Orlando Bloom revealed in a new interview that, what's the longest you've gone, Melissa?
Are you dead serious?
Let's not use that terminology right now.
No, I'll tell you. No,
I'm alive serious. I would like to know.
I would say...
Are you in the middle of something over there? Am I distracting you?
Just my coffee.
What are you making? What's that big, huge tub of stuff you're scooping out now?
Oh, it's a little thing that goes in my coffee. It makes it taste good.
Give me your full attention here.
Got it.
Thanks. All right.
I would say I think the longest I went was 5 years.
Look at Violetta right now.
I know.
She didn't even make a noise there.
I couldn't. I don't know what it'll be interpreted
as. It wasn't
as
fun. It's not like I loved being in that position.
Five years.
What position?
What it is, and I'm not going to lie about it.
Sure. At what point in a five-year spell, at what point did you... I almost used the phrase "get over the hump," but that's a bad, bad choice of words, bad phrasing.
Position over the hump.
At what point did it become, something you didn't even sweat it anymore? It became the new norm. Like it would be weird to start doing it as opposed to not. You know what I mean?
Probably, yeah. It didn't take that long. I mean, probably after about a year, it was like, oh, this is just the way it is.
This is the new.
And I mean, I don't know if, I think some people might agree with me, but it's like after a while, you just stop thinking about it.
Violetta can't process that either.
After a while, it's just sort of like the new norm.
We're beyond that 5 years in the past, or are we currently riding that? Are we going for six?
I'm pushing it.
So we're in the midst of it now.
Not exactly. No. I don't know. It's like
so we're not in the midst of it now. The 5-year drought.
There was a little break in the middle, you know. No, now I'm
don't
starting
you ever
over
just
again.
Just want to call someone up and be like, "Hey, come over."
There's a little break in the middle, and
no, because there's nobody that I just randomly want to sleep with.
There you go. Orlando Bloom reveals he was celibate for 6 months before dating Katy Perry.
I don't even believe him.
Yeah, he said I wasn't happy. I went to my friend Laird Hamilton. Isn't he the surfer?
He is a surfer.
All right.
Does he surf naked as well?
No, he doesn't. Orlando paddleboard.
Oh, paddleboards. Okay, my bad.
Yeah. I went to my friend Laird Hamilton and said, if you want to be serious about a relationship, you need to go celibate for a few months and figure it out. That's what Laird Hamilton said to him. It takes away the idea of going to a party and thinking, well, who am I going to meet and leave with? I was suddenly like, oh, wait a minute. I can have a relationship with a woman that is just friends. Bloom explained that he was going to do 3 months, and then he started noticing the perks of celibacy. Did you notice this?
Yeah, there are some perks.
What's the number one perk?
Probably that, I mean, there's a few, actually, but I mean that you never really have to, like, worry about, like, major hygiene, like shaving your legs.
The number one perk of celibacy is the reduction of major hygiene.
Well, I mean, I'll shower and things that, but I don't have to shave every single day.
Great thing. Okay. I was really enjoying the way I was relating to women and to the feminine within myself. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. It does sound crazy, Orlando. And now he goes on to say the Pirates of the Caribbean star, who said earlier in the interview that he believes porn is super disruptive to your sex life. Oh, thanks. Thanks. We're really learning a lot from Orlando Bloom.
Well, does that count as being celibate?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it just meant with another person.
It does. That's what it means.
Okay. So
what else did Orlando have to say?
Yeah,
I'm dying. He's got so many pearls of wisdom.
So you can't watch porn. No,
well,
you can.
He just said he stopped. In addition to it, he stopped doing this. Completely nothing. It was insane, he said, as far as what was going on with his life. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it was advisable. You have to keep things moving down there.
Oh, Okay.
So while Orlando Bloom was celibate for 6 months prior to Katy Perry, he's not recommending it.
Oh, my.
That's the takeaway. You got to keep things moving down there. You got to vent that furnace. Trending on Twitter, number three.
Okay, Disney Plus fans might have noticed over the weekend that Frozen 2 is now available to stream. So Disney made the decision to take the edge off of all the social distancing that's been going on due to the coronavirus this past weekend. So Frozen 2 wasn't supposed to come out for like another 3 months. But yesterday, everybody was surprised to see it come out, and it's now on Disney Plus right now.
That's really nice.
I'm going to be watching it nonstop.
Yep.
Over and over and over. It's one of my favorites. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, the Razzie Awards, the award ceremony to honor the worst films that come out, that was all meant to take place this weekend on March 14th to honor all the terrible films of 2019. So that award ceremony didn't end up happening, but the Cats movie really lucked out because that movie was pretty much nominated for every single award that you could get, including Judi Dench for the worst supporting actress in Cats. She didn't even know that she was up for the award, and she didn't even see the movie. But basically, Cats really lucked out in that award ceremony.
Did you see that they say Judi Dench and Vice President Pence have the same haircut?
Oh, yeah.
Never noticed that.
Yeah, they do.
They kind of do.
Put them side by side. It's identical. They have the exact same haircut.
Creepy.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, so our friend Ariana Grande, she's trying to help everybody out one tweet at a time, and she's getting a ton of positive attention by urging all of her fans, mostly her younger fans, to take social distancing more seriously. So she's really not holding back by saying to all her fans that your hip-hop yoga classes, they can all wait. So basically, she's getting a ton of press for that, and she also is featured in a brand new song that just came out over the weekend with Childish Gambino. So that's something else that's pretty cool with her going on.
Trending on Twitter, thank you! Anybody listening who, working from home for the first time, 312-233-1019. Strange times we live in, strange circumstances you're experiencing. It's important to do it the right way to be productive and happy. Good luck. All right, here we go. Hi there, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Doesn't sound like you're at home.
No. I'm actually on my way to get coffee.
Oh.
For a local small business.
Well, there you go. Good thinking.
Support that local small business.
Small business support. Then you're going to go home and work from home?
I am. Yes, I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher. Okay, what grade do you teach?
I teach high school.
High school. All right. There's a couple of things they say, Rachel, how to cope if you need to work from home. Can I ask you an important question?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing sweatpants right now, my pajama sweatpants.
All right. All right. And you plan on keeping the pajama sweatpants going all day long?
I do. I will go through the drive-thru to get my coffee and then come back home and stay in them.
Okay, that's problem number one.
Oh.
They say, Rachel, that if you're going to work from home and you're going to cope and be successful, you need to get up and get dressed as though you're going to work.
Get the mindset.
Probably right.
Any chance you'll do that? Maybe, I don't know, tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, not today.
Yeah, let's ease into that.
Yeah. See how today goes.
Keep those sweatpants on. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it. Hi there, Shelly.
Hi there.
You're working from home?
I am.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I'm a fifth grade teacher.
She's all the teacher. And you too. Are you currently, what are you wearing?
I actually got up and showered because I have to post a video of myself and I don't want my kids to see me disheveled.
That's right.
Oh, that's smart.
Hair all sideways. Yeah. They can smell the vodka coming through the computer.
Right. You're in your bathrobe.
You don't want that.
They expect you to be a certain way.
All right. They say you should get dressed if you're working from home. Also, create office hours, whether you're a teacher or in some other kind of profession.
Totally.
Actually work normal office hours. Is that how they're doing it from a teacher standpoint? Do you have to conduct classes at a specific time?
We have to be live from 8 a.m. until, for the teachers too. The kids have to post by 1:30. I have to take attendance. Yeah.
Right.
Whoa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's all video. You'll post a video, but then everything else will just be online based. It won't be like you've got a full room Skyping each other, right?
Oh, no. They just post their work to our digital platform, and then I have to give feedback throughout the day.
What is the likelihood of this work that's going to be posted to the digital platform that much of it is being done by a parent?
You know what? I'd only say out of my kiddos, like a quarter.
Quarter.
Okay.
Okay, right, so cool. you trust the parents.
Cool.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a very strange experience, isn't it, Shelly?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, extremely. It makes me want to put sweatpants on.
Yeah, I think that's so stressful also for the teachers to have to figure out how to put those plans together.
Oh, for sure.
That's bizarre.
Man, look at all nothing but teachers. Hi, Anissa.
Hi.
Hi, you're a teacher as well?
I am.
Are you also wearing nothing but sweatpants and your hair is sideways right now?
No, I have to go in today for a couple hours so we can learn what to do. But yes, other than that, we're home for the rest of forever.
Gotcha. They say in order to cope and work from home, once again, get dressed, create office hours. Regular check-ins at work are a must. Are they requiring you at the school once you start working from home, you know, to check in?
I think that is the plan, yes.
Okay. And they say phone calls are great, video is better. Will you have to post videos like the previous teacher said?
Yes, we will. Probably daily.
Can I want to ask you a question. How stressful is it to do this? Or, you know, when does your day end? So if at 1:30 or 2, the class day ends and checking in ends, I mean, are you finished? Or, like, what's the plan for you guys afterwards? Because you're not in doing the normal school.
Every district is different, and I'm not sure my district has specific hours other than by 5 p.m. you have to have things turned in.
Mm-hmm.
It's stressful enough to figure out how we're going to teach these kids. I teach music. How do you teach music over the internet?
Just
forward them to a YouTube video.
You set up the camera, you put MTV on the background.
Sure.
You just sit there and go, look, this stuff right here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
That is going to be a challenge for you, no doubt about it.
Easy.
Right.
No doubt about it. Somebody will have to play you the clarinet over the phone, I guess. I don't know.
I am sure that's actually going to happen, yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, call me. All trombone players, call me right now.
Jeez.
It's trombone time.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today, we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff. I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd. Powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Has there been a rush on booze? Has anybody gone into, you know, your local Binnie's and gone, what happened to all the vodka?
I have seen some social media posts where they're like, WTF, why is all the booze still here? Why is everybody planning on staying sober? So
right.
I think it's still out there.
Didn't expect it. I understand it. I just didn't expect it. The run on pasta.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, walk down the aisle, I'm like, where's all the rotini?
Mm-hmm.
It's all gone. Everything. 312-233-1019. And all this craziness, you didn't expect it, Patty.
Toothpaste at Walgreens.
Can't find it.
It's gone.
Really?
Yep. I mean, very, very few, but
hoarding
yep,
Crest. Now, that's what we're doing. We're hoarding Colgate.
Oh, that's annoying.
Didn't expect it, Samantha.
Pancake mix.
Pancake mix. Gone.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, well, you never know if, you know, it's going to be like Armageddon and you're going to have to live on pancakes for 14 straight days.
And you could.
Yeah, there'd be worse things.
You have it.
Yeah.
Didn't see this coming. Didn't expect it. Sue.
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, just dump it on everything.
Yeah.
That's not a surprise.
Sanitizing the world. Oh, you expected that?
Well, I mean, I guess it goes along with all the wipes and disinfectants and
again,
all that kind of thing.
It's to be... It's understood.
Yeah.
But you didn't expect...
I guess I hadn't thought of that.
5 days ago,
right,
if I'd have said there'd be no rubbing alcohol...
I just meant it makes sense. I didn't actually think about it beforehand, though.
Didn't expect it, Peggy.
English muffins.
Can't get
I only wanted one... I wanted one pack. That was it.
Kind of.
Forget
it.
Really?
Forget
it.
Just asked for one.
You will go English muffin free for the next few days. I don't know how you're going to get through it.
That I didn't expect, and now I'm concerned.
Didn't expect it. Oh, boy, Beth.
feminine products.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't have even known.
Oh my gosh.
I honestly can tell you.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I don't even know what those are, most of them. I walk down that aisle, and there's so many different colorful boxes with so many different options. I don't know what any of it is.
I mean, I'm okay
shocked
that you don't know that.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad you don't.
That's an aisle I don't go down very often.
And you shouldn't.
Yeah. Didn't expect it, Kathy.
I didn't expect wood shavings for a horse doll.
I could not find any. All Menards were out. They don't know when they're going to get shipments in.
Right.
Last thing I would have ever expected to be out.
Now I'm panicked about my horse stall.
Right. Shoot.
That's really bizarre.
They're all out of horse shavings for your horse stall.
Wow. What are you
going
to do?
If I'd have been in Mexico, standing on that stage, and Melissa had said to me, "You realize in about a month there's going to be no horse shavings for the horse stalls," I definitely would have pushed you in the pool.
You would have.
And I would have held your head underwater a little extra long for that. Frustrated millennials can't get their boomer parents to cancel blank and take coronavirus seriously. They're like,
right.
"Mom,
you really need to cancel this."
"Dad, you can't." 312-233-1019. Audrey.
Hi, I cannot get my dad to cancel a trip to Pebble Beach.
Golf trip, no. I have a golf trip planned at the end of April, the very end of April.
Okay.
See that happening?
I'm hoping by then. Gosh. I'm hoping by then things are better.
I don't know.
I'm not confident.
You should go.
Yeah. I'm not confident.
Yeah.
Don't cancel it yet.
Yeah. All right. No, it's not golf trip. 312-233-1. Jeez. 1019. Cancel what, Gene?
Going to play bingo.
Bingo.
Oh,
no.
That was my guess.
Mom, you can't go to bingo again and take grandma. She's
funny.
Old and weak.
Yeah.
Please.
But she could
avoid
win.
Avoid the large gathering.
Yeah.
No, frustrated millennials can't get their boomer parents to cancel what and take coronavirus seriously, Sue?
Cruises.
That's exactly right. Mom and Dad just will not cancel their Alaskan cruise.
What?
Even though the cruise lines are basically shutting
down,
too.
I was going to say, aren't those canceled, though?
Well, you know, that's what it says.
Wow.
Can't get it done.
Right.
Won't cancel it.
Wow.
We are going on our cruise. Your mother and I have been dreaming of Alaska for years.
We deserve this.
Right. Oh, Dad, you can't do that. Go to bingo.
Exactly.
What is the current status of all the cruise lines? They are shut down, right?
Yeah, I think just about all of them have shut down for 60 to 90 days. I'm going off memory here, but I definitely saw that in the last couple of days, that they've voluntarily shut down.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
What's next? I actually turned on the TV yesterday morning in time to see Governor Pritzker on with Chuck Todd.
Yeah.
Over there on NBC. And the governor was, like, very worked up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he
saw him. I mean, he's like, there were points where I'm like, calm down.
Yeah.
We need you to calm down now.
Right. And he's under a lot of stress.
He is under. Well, yeah.
We all are.
And he's like, you know, you saw the tweet he sent out. He admitted, I was very emotional and I sent it out.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to do that. About what was going on at O'Hare.
Right.
And then somebody from the White House, he said, called and yelled at him.
Yes, that's what he said. That was the response.
That's the terminology he used.
Yeah.
Somebody called and yelled at me.
I know, but he said, this is the only way you guys respond to anything is if it's tweeted.
It's unbelievable.
It actually
worked.
But
he was yelling at us for going out. So.
It's true.
312-233-1019. What's next, Savannah?
I think that in the next 24 to 48 hours, the whole country will be quarantined for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, my
And what is
God.
That? What does that mean to you? Like, none of us will be allowed to go to work? None of us will be allowed to be on the roads? It'll be like martial law?
Yep, just like Italy. You can only go out for brisk exercise and grocery shopping. That's it.
I don't want to do the exercise part,
Right, grocery shopping it is.
Yep,
stuff our faces.
So. Wow. You think that's possible that could be next?
Yeah, I think in the next 24 hours, but I think that's possible.
What do you think? Could, at this point, because things are so crazy, be next, Susan?
The stores, the grocery stores.
What about them?
They'll close down.
I don't think I could see them closing stores, but I don't know that they close grocery stores.
No,
I don't think they can do that.
Even the countries with the most strict things in place, they are making sure that the grocery stores stay open.
Yeah, you have to have food available.
What's next, Julia?
I think that they're going to end the school year. And we'll be out until summertime, and then we'll go to school in the summertime.
Oh my God.
Even further out, that's going to start the conversation for year-round school because everything's been stopped and canceled, so they can kind of hit the reset button.
Wait, totally. Are you a school teacher?
I am a school teacher.
Well, that's interesting.
But year-round schooling's been a conversation for a long time, so you're right.
A very long time, and the thing that stops it is because of high school sports. So this way, since everything has come to a pause, you can say, okay, let's reorganize and restructure everything. Because the farmers don't need the summer anymore.
That's true.
Right.
Farmers don't need
it. You're like the most level-headed person I've heard.
Wow.
She's calling.
Hi there, Tom.
Your first caller stole my thunder, but I agree. 48 hours, 14-day ban. Everyone shut down. No work, no nothing.
Really? Do you think that'll even happen like here?
Show from your basement.
Yeah, do the show from the basement. Believe me, that's what Captain Hollywood wants. I don't think he understands how awful that would be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen to it. I'm telling you right now, I'm on it, and I wouldn't listen to it.
I would definitely listen
really?
To it.
Really?
Are you
sucker?
Sure? I don't know for how long.
Yeah, that's, I would. I just told Captain Hollywood, just play, you know, go all Lady Gaga all the time.
Yeah.
Just like
I'm
each
okay
day.
With that.
Yeah, each day, like it's Lady Gaga Tuesday.
Right.
Just go all Lady Gaga, then it's Taylor Swift Wednesday, and that caused Mel D to squeal. When that happens. Like, ooh, I love it.
Yeah, do it, do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, something along those lines.
I think the last newscast was sponsored by Staples, telling us all to go buy our podcast
well,
supplies.
There you go.
I think they're going to send us all the Staples.
Well, and they were having a meeting here. They wanted to, like, send Vic the engineer to my house to, you know, set up, like, a microphone in a closet.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like,
no,
he's not
no.
finding out where I live. I'm sorry.
Yeah, first of all, yeah. First of all, all of my addresses I've registered here are fake. Just so you know.
Oh, my God.
I actually live in Ohio, and nobody knows that.
Oh, my God.
Second of all, I am not going to sit in my closet for four and a half hours and try to pretend I'm even remotely entertaining. I know I'm not.
Wait, are we all coming over, too?
No. God, again, all the addresses I've given you, all fake. You'll show up and knock on the door, and some guy named Steve will just open the door and go, what do you want?
Right.
Is Eric here? No, Eric here.
Stay 6 feet away from me.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Crazy
oh
time. 312-233-1019. What's next, John?
Actually, it has already begun because Puerto Rico has already started their martial law where you can't leave your home after 9 at night till 5 in the morning.
So and like a curfew have, in place, yeah.
Hoboken, New Jersey,
that's what's
too,
gonna
has
happen.
Done that.
Right.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I could see that being the first step.
The curfew's in place to try to limit people moving around and control things.
Right.
Flatten the curve. That's something that'll be part of our everyday lexicon from here on out. Right. Flatten the curve. It's time for the weekend wrap-up. Stories we haven't gotten to from this weekend that we get to now. Putting them into a big, huge pile, but keeping everything separate and apart as well in the interest of social distancing. Keeping the stories apart, too.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard this. A couple celebrity notes. The Daily Mail says that Betty White's fans are calling for her to be quarantined because of the coronavirus. They want her to stay safe.
They are
so
all
our
so
fans are like, hey,
worried.
Betty's like 97. Let's get her quarantined
right.
now.
Right. I know. They really, really want to protect her. Everybody loves her.
Fans posted, please quarantine hashtag Betty White. I'll send all my sanitizer if it means keeping out, keeping our national treasure safe.
So true.
Yeah. Will someone please wrap hashtag Betty White in sterile bubble wrap till this damn virus passes?
Yeah.
Betty White has been trending on Twitter, by the way.
Yes.
Daniel Radcliffe of Harry Potter fame?
Yes, Harry Potter.
In a lighthearted note, Daniel Radcliffe says Harry Potter turned him into an alcoholic.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, how? What?
Yep, yep. All the stress of being Harry Potter and the Harry Potter franchise turned the 30-year-old into an alcoholic. If I went out and if I got drunk, I'd suddenly be aware of there being interest in that because it's not just a drunk guy. It's Harry Potter's getting drunk in a bar, so I started drinking at home too much.
Oh, yeah, that happens? Yeah, you know, you have one, you have two, and you're like, why go out?
maybe get some help. Wall Street is what they're calling it. Mark Wahlberg docuseries has been ordered at HBO Max. So there you go. There's something that could be available down the road for us to be watching.
Yeah.
The Mark Wahlberg HBO Max docuseries, an 8-episode series order for Wall Street. That'd be W-A-H-L. Wall Street, which will follow Wahlberg as he juggles his acting schedule with his growing business empire. Postmates has announced a new no-contact food delivery option in response to the coronavirus.
Okay, so what's that look like?
Yeah, customers can now specify how they would like to receive deliveries, meeting delivery drivers at the door, curbside, or non-contact where the food is simply left at the door. Now available, and that will be heavily used around here given the announcement over the weekend about bars and restaurants closing.
You know what food delivery people don't like right now? Because I feel like one was telling me with his eyes. I was like, oh, business a lot crazier nowadays, huh? And he's like, yeah, I'm busy. I'm like, oh, I don't understand. You mean he would look mad?
No
yeah.
conversation, you mean?
Yeah,
you don't want a conversation?
What they don't like? What do they not like?
My, like, bad joke. Like, you know, I was, like, trying to make a conversation with
oh,
them
your
about.
Oh, comedy.
Yeah, my comedy.
I don't like it that much either.
I know. And I can tell through your eyes, too.
Crazy times, everybody.
I actually would like to leave this weekend wrap-up on your doorstep and just walk away.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, here's something for you, Violetta. Oregon Police Department is asking the public not to call 911 if they run out of toilet paper.
Oh, okay. Thank God you didn't just say period. I thought you were going to say don't call period.
That's become a problem. They don't want you to do it. If you do want toilet paper, go to Wisconsin. By the way, I even thought about that for the weekend. Maybe I'll go up to Wisconsin and go to a restaurant.
I mean, some people telling me yesterday, they're like, I guess we could go to Indiana, but I don't know.
Although
that's what you should be doing.
That,
right,
yeah.
You don't know you should be doing that.
A Wisconsin pizza place will deliver 4 rolls of toilet paper with your meal.
Nice.
There you go, Violetta.
That is very useful.
Why aren't they running out up there?
I have no idea. I don't, because they're not in a full panic. Not everything's been shut down, I guess. Maybe if they shut down all their bars and restaurants, that'll cause the full panic up there. I don't know. One Wisconsin restaurant will deliver to you along with your pizza, your macaroni and cheese, and other comfort foods to get you through the coronavirus outbreak. 4 rolls of toilet paper. Zaroni's restaurant, Noshkosh, is selling the 4 rolls of toilet paper for $3.25. Oh, you got to buy it.
That's fine.
But they'll deliver it
with
it.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
A man wears yellow hazmat suit on a flight out of Milwaukee.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh,
Howie
I saw that.
Yeah,
yes.
Howie Mandel did the same thing for a taping of America's Got Talent, and he's serious because he's a huge germ guy.
He is.
He's weird.
He's weird, though.
Not a big Howie guy. Robots treating coronavirus patients could be right around the corner. You know, we were talking about what's next.
Mm-hmm.
We might move into robot treatment here soon.
That's the safest thing.
The reports are that it's already happening in Wuhan, China, opened a ward that is fully staffed by robots.
Wow. That's weird.
A message written in the sky over Australia, wash your hands. Now Skywriters are sending the message, too.
Good idea.
Encouraging healthy habits amid the coronavirus outbreak by scrawling the words, wash hands, in the sky over Sydney.
Okay, good reminder.
And then finally, on your weekend wrap-up, on a completely unrelated note, let's stay in Wisconsin. Woman mistakes block of cheese for fancy soap and uses it for days.
Days? I can see once for days? Oh, gosh.
This is a very fancy soap.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It was actually a block of cheese she was using all over her body.
What?
Oh, my God. What is the world coming to? This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay. Visit ComEd.com/pay to choose what works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.